He knew that it doesn't work to use the same approach with all people. The same idea is behind the circles of commitment. It is a simple strategy that acknowledges we minister to people at different levels of commitment. People are not all alike. They have different needs, interests, and spiritual problems, depending on where they are in their spiritual journey. We must not confuse what we do with the community and the crowd with what we do with the core. Each group requires a different approach. A crowd is not a church, but a crowd can be turned into a church. By organizing your church around the five purposes and identifying the people in your church in terms of their commitment to each of those purposes, you will be well on the way to balancing your ministry and producing a healthy church. You are now ready for the final step in becoming a purpose-driven church, applying your purposes to every area of the church. Now we come to the most difficult part of being a purpose-driven church. Many churches have done all that I've talked about previously. They've defined their purposes and developed a purpose statement. They regularly communicate their purposes to their membership. Some have even reorganized their structure around their purposes. However, a purpose-driven church must go one step further and rigorously apply its purposes to every part of the church. Programming, scheduling, budgeting, staffing, preaching, and so forth. Integrating your purposes into every area and aspect of your church's life is the most difficult phase of becoming a purpose-driven church. Making the leap from a purpose statement to purpose-driven actions requires leadership that is totally committed to the process. The application of your purposes will require months, maybe even years, of praying, planning, preparing, and experimenting.